Several hundred people dressed in white flooded onto Mendocino Avenue Saturday as protesters marched from the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office to Old Courthouse Square.
People are wearing white today in honor of the 1917 march.
That's Bobby Rose, explaining that they are honoring the silent parade of 1917, where over 10,000 black protesters marched down 57th Street in New York City. The march took place in the wake of violence in East St. Louis, where white residents attacked the black community, murdering over 100 people and burning thousands of others out of their homes.
Here we are in 2020, standing up for the same things that had to be stood up for way back then.
According to the nonprofit organization Mapping Police Violence, police killed nearly 1,100 people in 2019 nationwide. 24% of them were black, about double the proportion of their population.
And as a white person, with the privileges that I have, it's imperative that I speak up, that I show up, that I stand up for the rights of black people, brown people, and all oppressed people.
My sign says Black Trans Lives Matter.
That's Drew Crawford, who wants to draw attention to the fact that black trans people are also disproportionately killed by police, while their names are often ignored in the mainstream media.
I have a photograph of a young man named Tony McDade, who was a 38-year-old trans man of color in Tallahassee, Florida, who was murdered by the police a few days after George Floyd's murder.
Protesters across the nation are now calling attention to violence against trans people of color. A Trans Lives Matter march in New York City drew as many as 15,000 participants over the weekend after two black trans women, Dominique Remy Mills and Raya Milton, were murdered last week. While trans women of color weren't the sole focus of Saturday's march in Santa Rosa, they weren't forgotten either.
I am here to be in solidarity with our communities, all the different communities, the intersectionality, black lives, trans lives, queer lives, brown lives.
That's Jane Fine explaining why she came out to the march.
We're all here and all celebrating, hopefully, the demise of the patriarchal system of racism.
The momentum for change continues to build in Sonoma County. A 24-hour peaceful protest called Stand Against Police Brutality is planned for 1 p.m. this Saturday. Protesters are planning on staying the night in Courthouse Square. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report. Okay.